If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Ah, good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Mama. You are hanging out with beautiful women. I saw that on the Twitter machine.
Oh, well, Jody Hamilton today, and then yesterday, Lisa Guerrero and Monique Wavez.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Okay, now we're off.
All right, happy Infrastructure Week.
Yeah, it is. It's Infrastructure Week, and to celebrate, they're cutting the Highway Trust Fund.
Yes. Yes, and this crappy non-infrastructure plan that is basically, it is kind of amazing. Paul Krugman wrote a piece about how he could have done like a really good one that would have been, politically maybe not even great for Democrats because it would have been, but of course it's crap because it's his. And it, right, it doesn't give enough, nearly enough federal funding anyway.
No, and it's wide open to, crony capitalism and corruption, which is basically the way he made whatever money it is that he actually has.
Right.
So, it's very typical of the administration. There's no question.
I mean, you wrote a piece, speaking of infrastructure, the trains are a mess. Now we have a clue why. In more draining the swamp news, the temporary head of the Federal Railroad Administration resigned over the weekend because his job overseeing the railroads got in the way of his day job. So he was a sheriff's department spokesman. While he was in charge,
he's a PR guy in Mississippi, and one of his clients was the sheriff's department in Madison County.
Ay, ay, ay. I mean, and we're wondering what's going on with all these train accidents. He was in charge of the safety of millions of passengers.
He's been working on the railroad, but not very hard.
not all the livelong day, obviously.
Exactly. He's been working on the railroad half the livelong day.
But you finished. Someday historians will ask why the U.S. fell so far behind regarding rail travel, and other historians will answer because it made too much sense. Yeah, we're going through that out here in California, Charlie, where it makes no sense that we can't have high-speed rail, but Republicans scream like banshees whenever it's even discussed.
Yeah, and of course, all my sports writing pals are over in Korea riding the high-speed rail going, wow, this is great!
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Charlie, you wrote the most important piece that you will ever write. You might as well stop now.
Okay.
I've been quoting it nonstop. But you wrote, if the Russians got into the voting machines, I fear for the Republic, the evidence is building if we can handle the truth. This was the most terrifying thing you've ever written, but when the news came out that we saw a targeting of 21 states, and what did she say? An exceptionally small number of them were actually successfully penetrated, and you said we're inching ever closer to the revelation the actual vote totals were hacked. Some very smart people are already there, by the way. And once that happens, I don't know where we go from there.
I don't think that the institutions of government could handle that.
Yeah.
Well, I really don't. I don't have any idea what would happen, but none of the things that I believe would happen are good.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, I think you've got, if it were proven, and I still say there's no real proof that it happened, although as I said, we're getting closer and closer to having it. Who has faith in an election again if that's true?
Yeah.
I mean seriously. I mean, we run in circles and scream and shout, over portraits of the last president in the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Imagine what the reaction would be to that. Plus, you'd have people, you'd have the entire right-wing media operation debunking it.
Right.
I mean, even if you found that, like, 100,000 ballots in Wisconsin were filled out in Cyrillic, they'd say it was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at these latest stories in the Susan Rice letter. I mean, it is clear, that the Obama administration knew there had been, a high-level rat effing, as you would say, by the Russians and likely involving the Trump campaign.
Yeah, and I think that the members of the Obama administration have a reckoning on that.
Yeah,
I mean,
I do too.
I think we needed to know.
Yeah,
and I know why they didn't do it, and I understand why they didn't do it because the political outrage would have been, supersonic.
Yeah,
but we needed to know that.
But Charlie,
I compare it to Johnson knowing that Nixon was trying to fudge the Paris peace talks in 1968.
Yeah,
and not telling Humphrey because he didn't want. The knowledge that he had wiretapped Nixon's plane to come out.
Yeah. No, Charlie, I agree with you. And as you know, I love me some Obama. But and you're right, I get all the reasons. And, but here we are trying to be the good guys and trying to play fair. You even read that Susan Rice letter about how by the book he tried to play this and trying to be fair. And look where we are. I mean, it's yeah. And as you say, this is likely we still don't even know the depth of all this and that it was a wholly illegitimate election. And you're absolutely right. As you say, there's probably people on both sides scared to go there.
Right. I think there are certain things we don't want to believe. And I think there are fewer of them than, you know, there used to be. I mean, we would never, you know, we didn't want to believe we would elect somebody like this.
Yeah.
But now we know that we will. I think this, you know, it's really, to me, it's the serious unthinkable.
Well, Charlie, I don't know why, again, there's such a barrage from this White House every day of awfulness. I get it. But why the media has not made more of the 21 states being hacked into, even into voter rolls, Charlie, is enough to affect the outcome hugely, you know, knocking yeah. people off the rolls. I mean, and the fact that they're clearly not doing anything. You have the Secretary of State saying, oh, well, yeah, they're going to be back and there's not much we can do, is they think they're going to help them again. So they don't want to protect our...
I don't know what that's all about. I mean, the administration has taken no steps whatsoever to say, and you know what, the one unhackable voting machine is still the number two pencil.
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you want to solve this, the easiest way to solve it is to go back to paper ballots.
Right.
I mean, that's the easiest way to solve it. At least when you steal an election with paper ballots, you can figure out how.
Right.
You know, back in the day when people used to, you know, accidentally find, you know, entire precinct boxes of ballots in, you know, the social club.
Right.
You could figure out who put them there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Charlie, what do you make of this whole Rachel Brand stepping down and what's going to happen next with Mueller?
Well, I mean, you know, people are, well, I mean, I don't know which one of the pundits invented the phrase the slow motion coup, but I think that's what's happening.
Well, you know,
Robert Mueller's got no backup now. There's nobody with his back in the administration.
Well, you know, Ari Melber wrote a scary piece about that, you know, it's not just a slow motion Saturday Night Massacre, but that, you know, it's a slow sort of smothering of this, you know, that, you know, having learned Nixon's lessons, perhaps, and that is scary.
Oh, no, I mean, you've seen how well they've learned Nixon's lessons in the subsequent scandal. You know, the people involved in Iran-Contra learned Nixon's lesson.
Yeah.
And that's why nobody went to jail behind that.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and, you know, subsequently the war in Iraq, I mean, the dozens and dozens of scandals under Daddy Bush, which have really been shoved under history's rug.
Yeah.
You know, they have learned very, very well from the mistakes that Nixon made in Watergate.
I know I'm the happy clappy liberal, but I have to go with what Malcolm Nance says too, though, that there is just too much, and too many foreign intelligence agencies have this information. Too much of it is going to get dropped in front of the Washington Post or, you know, or the New York Times. I have to believe they're not going to.
I mean, Malcolm knows this stuff, so I don't want to make light of it. Who knew the Australians had spies? You know?
Yes. Yes.
Much less to say, you know, they ply to, you know, an American with drink.
Right. Right.
By the way, I know from my days as a sports writer covering tennis,
yes.
drinking with Aussies is not for the amateur.
Yeah, I've heard
that's
this.
That's an adult dose right there. If you go out drinking with the Aussies, you had best be a professional.
What, Charlie, what is going on with the Democratic memo? What is the latest on that? I mean,
well, who knows? I mean, yeah. it's got to be, you know, the president's got to release it. That's the law.
Right.
And if he decides he doesn't want to, he won't do it. And if he decides he can do it and stand the gaff, then he will.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, somebody could still read it on the floor. That's, you know, what I've been beating a tin drum about. You know, Adam Schiff could stand up on the floor of the House and read the whole thing. And
right. Yeah.
Would happen to him.
Right, right, right.
What happened to him?
Well,
they may be driven to that. I have no idea.
I mean, it is amazing. They're on their next shiny object is the Susan Rice letter. And, you know, as if that, I mean, to me, all that implicates is the Trump administration again and casts, you know, a darker shadow over them. Yeah. But I'm just wondering what you think, you know, happens next in terms of, you know, this whole thing. I mean, because the Rob Porter thing, I feel like is hopeful in the sense that once again, they are so horribly incompetent at what they do and at cover-ups, right?
I mean, you can hope that they're really bad at being authoritarian, which they are so far.
Right.
But I think one fine day Robert Mueller is going to drop a report or drop some indictments.
Yeah.
And I think we said before, he's running a leak-proof operation. We have no idea what he has.
Yeah. Well, and some,
I suspect the White House doesn't either.
And Charlie, one legal expert had said, if they already signaled it is time to interview the president, that means he's at the end, at least of the obstruction of justice part.
Yeah. Oh, I think there's no question. I think he's at the end of the money laundering part too. By the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or if he's not at the end, he's very close to the end, and I think that's going to be, if you want longstanding, political damage to this particular president, doing an autopsy on the way he does his business is the way to go.
Yeah.
Because the guy has not breathed, the guy has not made an honest dollar in, decades.
Yeah. As usual, Obama may have the last laugh, Charlie, because as they're saying, they left clues for investigators, since obviously they couldn't prevent this from happening before it happened. I think they believe in America. They believe in justice. And that's not deep state. That's leaving evidence going.
There's nothing deep about that. I mean, it's the way things are supposed to work.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Charlie, you remain a scamp and a delight.
Well, I thank you. I thank you all. Someday I will get to L.A. and I will do that. Do not tease us.
Don't tease.
Do not, because
Charlie.
Right now I have to settle for cuddling you when you're in your box on the television.
And I want to sit on your
lap. I go up to the television and I scrudgy your beard.
It's really weird. It's really weird, Charlie.
See you guys.
Seen it.
Have a good day.
All right, love you. Bye. There he goes, Charlie. I do. Oh, whoosh, 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 whoosh.